This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday evening, November 15th, 2024. Happy Friday, happy weekend, folks. Officially in the Midwest. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for taking time out of your weekend now to do this listen to this podcast. And go ahead, if you're not already, please, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content daily, this will come out tomorrow morning at some point. So I've already recorded the women's win last night on the basketball front over Creighton last night. All things K-State sports, whether that's football, cross country, we'll have an update on them at some point this weekend. I know I keep saying that, so we try to cover everything K-State sports. So this is the one-stop shop for K-State sports news. And now, unfortunately, we got to flip the coin to the other side of the doubleheader last night, the Cam Carter revenge game. Unfortunately, that's what I'm going to have to call it. LSU using a huge first half run, and K-State really stumbled out of the gate. The men's team did anyways, as they stumbled over LSU 76-65, as they lost there. LSU had all the momentum in that. Less than 10,000 was in attendance at Brams Coliseum there. The K-State men's basketball team suffered their first loss at the hands of former K-State player Cam Carter in the LSU Tigers there. Let's see. The Wildcats, the K-State in this basketball game. Sorry, I'm looking at the stat sheet, box score here. Only 37% shooting from the field in this ball game, including a sucky 23% from downtown. That is not going to win you basketball games there. And like I said, I mean, we might be a little too quick to judge it. Only two games in. Look, we only played Cleveland State and New Orleans. And look, I was a little concerned that we should have blocked Cleveland State a little more. Okay. I mean, can't go back and chase it now. I mean, yeah, win's a win, but that kind of had me a little concerned a little bit heading into this game, especially, yes, Cam Carter coming in here as a former K-State. Look, Cam Carter was part of that huge run in the postseason a couple years ago, just saying. Cam Carter originally, believe it or not, and I said this on the previous postcast, which I recorded this morning, right? Cam Carter came from LSU. He started at LSU, okay, didn't like it, hit the transfer portal, came to K-State, and we documented Cam Carter, especially toward the end, and I don't know when this started. There was some rumor out there, or I heard, that Cam Carter there were some issues going on. Cam Carter, including staff. Now, hey, don't quote me on that. Right, don't quote me on that, but I heard some sent rumblings that Cam Carter was not happy or whatever. So, decided to go back to LSU and makes K-State pay dearly on Thursday night. David Kasson and Doug McDaniel leading the way with 16 points for your Wildcats there. Coleman Hawkins, Brenton Housen only scored 8 apiece there. You're going to need Coleman Hawkins off to a little slow start here in 2024 for K-State. You're going to need a little bit more from Coleman Hawkins here. Again, I know it's a little sample size, but this loss here at LSU, a little alarming here, letting them get off to a little run. This is what you cannot do. That's like giving somebody a 200-meter head start in the 400, right? That is you're going to be way behind on top of that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in or out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, postcast men's basketball. K-State men's basketball losing last night, 76. And now my laptop, 76-65 against LSU. Kid, a Cam Carter game. That's what we're going to call it, because we say what it is, right, in this game. The Cats had some momentum in bits and spurs a little bit in this game, cut the lead to 10, but couldn't cut it down to more than that. in his basketball game. Gasson, 6 of 10 from the field. He hit a three-pointer in this game. And again, 37% shooting from the field. Again, somehow K-State was lost by 11 points. 37% shooting. 37% shooting from the field. That's not going to cut it there. And we documented these struggles last year with a different team, K-State team. This is a whole new bunch of bodies that Jerome Tame and his coaching staff brought in here, brought more to bring more shooting in length, and 37% shooting, that's not going to cut it either. Cut it either there as well. Jerome Tang here as we'll get to K-State here next game here in a moment. Jerome Tang here. I'm going to pick up actually why the offense was a misfire tonight or last night. Quote from Coach Ching: I'll just credit their defense. They seem to make everything difficult for us. I have to go watch the film and figure out why, quote in quotation marks, but it looked like everything that we try to do, they made it difficult for us, end quote there. And I mentioned Doug McDaniel in his postcast. Finally, a Doug McDaniel sighting here. As yeah, I was definitely wrong about this location. But anyways, real quick, Doug McDaniel, we'll get a positive here from Jerome Tang last night from the press conference last night that he talked about his team and Doug McDaniel. And also we'll get to we're going to title this thing Cam Carter. We'll get to that here. We're going to just follow it up right here after Doug McDaniel from Coach Tang. Quote: yeah, Doug did a great job with a start. And we got a ways to go. And because the point guards are like pitchers, they're judged by wins and losses. And so we all have, but it's not Doug's fault. This is my fault. End quote. That's from Coach Chang. And then, of course, again, playing against his former player, Cam Carter, on Thursday night, as Cam Carter unleashes last night against his former college team. Quote: you know, I love Cam Carter, and I'm so thankful for him, you know, for what he's given to K-State. And, you know, it actually was a little bit more emotional than I thought it was going to be, you know, to see him and stuff. But then it sucked watching him play. But I'm happy for him. He gets to play at home. His family gets to see him play. And so, you know, I felt like he gave us a lot while he was here. And, you know, I'll be a cheerleader for him the rest of the way. And cool. That's what you love about Jerome Tang right there. Always supportive about his former players that he coached with, really everybody. But yeah, when you play with somebody like that, yeah, he gives also the praise as well. So, but on the flip side of that, Cam Carter made K-State pay last night there as his teammates hands K-State their first loss of the year in Bramus Coliseum on Thursday night, 76-65, 80 Greer III for Project Podcast Postcast Edition. I am going to check the box score real quick, inside the box score anyways, as, yeah, LSU led at halftime 43-31, and K-State, again, could not catch up. Cam Carter staying on him for LSU, 35 minutes of play, 6 of 11 from the field, 50% shooting from downtown, 3 threes, and hit 5 of his 6 free throws. And, yeah, 20 points in this game. Woo! Yeah, that's going to get it right there for them as well. Yeah, Doug McDaniel played 36 minutes last night. He finally got the start. He's been coming off the bench in the first two games of the 2024-25 campaign. Other players who played, that includes Max Jones, CJ Jones, 17-22 minutes apiece for them, and Max Jones, only 2 points. That's not going to get it done. CJ Jones, 5 points there. Ashore, only 2 points last night. Castillo started the floor, only 6 minutes of action there, and Uganda Owenzenzo, 5 minutes of action there as well. Yeah, Brennan Housen there. Go back to those guys right there. Coleman Hawkins, Brennan Housen. You're going to need a little more. Yeah, I'm sitting here being a little critical. They're a little bit, but you're really a little bit more from those guys. If you're going to win basketball games, yeah, you need at least three players to at least stand out, right? Brennan Housen has been a positive so far, but little bit of an off night for Brandon Housley last night. Only 8 points when you need it. So you're missing your production out of him for a little bit. So you get production from those two guys. Maybe this is a different ball game. Who knows? But anyways, yeah. So K-State, how are you going to bounce back? We'll find out. They'll welcome. I had it up here for a moment before going to Jerome Ting. Real quick, K-State, next Tuesday, November 19th, they will host Mississippi Valley State, which is a 1-3 basketball team. So this should, I don't like jumping to conclusions, this should be a bounce back game. They're only 1-3, Mississippi Valley State is. Anyways, but K-State, suffered their first conference, their first loss of 2024 25 campaign last night in the hands of Kim Carter in the LSU Tigers, 76-65. And I'm sure we'll have more reaction on this coming up on the Podbean channel with myself and Alex Aiden, which you can follow and download right now. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDDID apostrophe S podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, which you can get it wherever podcasts are you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite K-State podcast. LSU comes to Manhattan and spoils the party. 76, K-State 65. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all here throughout the weekend. Go Cats!